Welcome to A Winnipeg Slice, stories about a little piece of Winnipeg with Christy Nickel and Christine Ahrens. On today's A Winnipeg Slice...
I'm Christine Ahrens for A Winnipeg Slice, talking today with Jay Stoller, who's the manager of Drum Cafe Winnipeg. Thanks for being on the show.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So can you tell me a bit about what the Drum Cafe is?
Our Drum Cafe is part of an organization that exists all around the world. Started up in South Africa after the fall of apartheid as a way to bring people together, bring communities together. And it's kind of become something that is used for team buildings for companies and organizations, where we use the African drums to show how we can make great music together when everyone works together.
Why do you think that would be an effective way to do team building compared to the typical team building tools that people may use?
It's really an effective way because it's something that is different, it's unique, and the drums really have a special effect on people. Just a unique way of bringing people together and enjoying themselves in something that's, you know, relatively easy to catch on, and in a short period of time they're seeing some results.
Sure. So when people first start off, I'm sure there's a lot of people who don't know anything about drumming. So do you see a lot of progress from when you start the class to when you finish?
Definitely. People are typically quite reluctant at the start to even touch the drum, but our program's kind of set up in a way that kind of gently eases people into it. And by the end of our program, which are typically an hour in length, people are really expressing themselves individually and really loving it.
Great. So for those who may be interested in trying out, you're actually going to be at the Folklorama kickoff, which is happening on Saturday, and that's happening at the Forks. So what will you be teaching people on that day?
Well, our performance at the Folklorama kickoff is going to have kind of two aspects to it. First, we're going to demonstrate our group what the drums are typically sounding like, and then we're going to pass some drums out to people in the audience and just give them a little bit of a taste of some instruction on how to play and let them try the drums out.
Very cool. So if you guys want to check it out, that's this Saturday at the Forks. Thanks so much for talking with me today, Jay.
Thanks for having me.
This has been A Winnipeg Slice with Christine Ahrens and Christy Nickel on 93.7 CJNU. A Winnipeg Slice, stories about a little piece of Winnipeg. Welcome to A Winnipeg Slice, stories about a little piece of Winnipeg with Christy Nickel and Christine Ahrens. On today's A Winnipeg Slice...
This is Christy Nickel, and I'm excited to be talking about Fringe Fest today. I have a very special guest in studio with me who is the biggest fan of Fringe that I've ever heard of. Jacqueline, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So you not only have been attending Fringe shows for over 20 years, but you've actually been traveling to Winnipeg to see them because you're not actually from here, right?
No, I'm from Northwestern Ontario, and when I started coming, it was, you know, the first year, it's see what this thing is all about. Absolutely fell in love with the experience and made it an absolute priority every year. So this has become our vacation. I book dates as early as possible to make sure that I don't miss it. And, you know, we started coming out in the beginning and then threw our kids in when they were old enough.
That's awesome. From what I kind of understand of your story, you kind of have this competition with yourself, trying to go to as many shows as possible each year. How many are you trying to attend this year?
This year we're aiming for 60. Last year was our high, and that was 50.
Okay.
So you're looking at about six a day. Plus, you know, it gives you a little bit of leeway, but yeah, 60. So you're aiming for about six a day. Usually, I mean, five is super easy. Mm-hmm. Seven's push. Six is totally manageable.
So you've been doing this for over 20 years, but something came up this year that could have jeopardized your ability to attend the festival. Can you talk about that?
Yes. So I had everything planned out. I actually had my whole summer planned out with canoe trips and, of course, the Fringe. And in May, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. We met with the surgeon about a month ago. At that point, I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to make the Fringe. And we were very fortunate and able to schedule it in between. I sort of hit a point where I said, I don't care. If they had kept me waiting for, you know, 2-3 months for surgery, they can wait another few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to the Fringe.
That's great. Well, I congratulate you on a successful surgery.
Thank you.
Already. Wish you the best of luck in completing your 60 shows goal and going into radiation when all the shows are done. Thanks for being here, Jacqueline.
Thank you for having me.
This has been A Winnipeg Slice with Christine Ahrens and Christy Nickel on 93.7 CJNU. A Winnipeg Slice, stories about a little piece of Winnipeg.